Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Johnny Jeter. Batting second. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting third. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting fourth. The DH, Frank Robinson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Ellis. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Rico Cardi. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Fritz Peterson. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Enos Cabell. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting third. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting fourth. The DH, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bob Oliver. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Don Baylor. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Echeverry. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tim Nordbrook. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. And now, play ball. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baylor. Jeter reaches second base with a double. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jeter scores. Duffy moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally fires to first and picks off Robinson. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a pop-up towards first. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peterson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Duffy. Grich moves to second. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peterson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally fires to first and picks off Ellis. One out. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive towards third. Robinson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a fly ball into left field. Jeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gritch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Jeter strikes out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rusty Torres now playing center field. Tim Nordbrook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordbrook hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-for-1 in the game. Cabell hits a fly ball into center field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of spikes. Blair reaches second base with a double. Nordbrook moves to third. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gritch is walked intentionally. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Nordbrook scores. Blair moves to third. Gritch moves to second. It's Indians, 1, Orioles, 1. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jeter. Oliver reaches second base with a double. Blair scores. Gritch scores. Davis moves to third. It's 3-1, Orioles. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor strikes out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Davis scores. Oliver scores. It's 5-1, Orioles. Bill Gogolewski now pitching. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0-for-1 in the game. Echeverrin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a pop-up towards first. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Cavill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 1 in the game. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Tim Nordbrook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordbrook is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nordbrook hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Torres throws the ball into Duffy, who tags Nordbrook trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Enos Cavill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavill is 0 for 2 in the game. Cavill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ellis hits a fly ball into right field. Cavill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Carty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carty is 0 for 1 in the game. Carty hits a fly ball into right field. Cavill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Brohmer hits a pop-up towards short. Nordbrook settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grich is hit by the pitch. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gogoluski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Jeter is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Duffy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 1 in the game. Torres hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Etchy Barron settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gogolewski fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Andy Echeverry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverry is 0-for-2 in the game. Echeverry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gritch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-2 in the game. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ellis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cardi for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Tim Nordbrook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordbrook is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Nordbrook hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-for-3 in the game. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell juggles the ball. That's an error on Bell. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cabell. The throw from Ellis and he is out, Brohmer applying the tag. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gogolewski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Echeverry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jolis pinch hits for Jack Brohmer. Jolis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Jeter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Duffy hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Remy Hermoso now playing second base. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Gritch takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-1, Orioles. Steve Arlen now pitching. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Oliver strikes out. 1 out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a fly ball into left field. Jeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0-for-3 in the game. Echeverrin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-2 in the game. Torres hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a line drive into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-3 in the game. Spikes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baylor. Spikes reaches second base with a double. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Ellis takes first base on ball 4. Luis Alvarado pinch runs for John Ellis. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0-for-3 in the game. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.